for their money back. And you're going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Hey everybody, Kwok here with a special announcement. As y'all know, I've been on the Wendy's team 4 years now, and I'm thrilled to announce a new addition to our roster, the Chicken Tender. Our new five-star recruit is bringing 6 bold new sauce additions with him, including Wendy's new signature sauce, Scorchin' Hot and Sweet Chili. When asked what the Wendy's fan base can expect from him, Mr. Tender said, quote, bigger, better, juicier. There's nothing like me in all of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County, end quote. So yeah. Get your hands on some Wendy's chicken tenders. No further questions.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. Why don't they hear you? Okay. You know, Ramona just asked me, did Coach Sweeney cite his resume again? And then she said, oh my God, he needs to stop doing that because it just reminds people of how good they were and now they're not.
Don't point it out.
Something to that. I'm just not sure how to read all this. I mean, now we're talking about officials, and again, those are the kinds of things that, you know, Larry Shyatt used to do. I mean, Dabo Swinney's an ultimate winner, but there's a disconnect right now, and I think it's, you know, Kwok said, you know, the fans aren't entitled to this, and Ben said, yeah, they are, because they're stockholders now, they're shareholders. I agree with Ben completely. I think that's, fans are entitled now, entitled to more than ever before. Fans have a stake in everything and should have a say in everything, in virtually everything. I just think that's the way it is now. And I think if you fail to recognize that and fail to recognize the importance of it, then I think in this particular era, in the year 2025, you're going to have problems. And I think you have to sort of face those problems headlong. Now, look, Dabo Swinney has another job. He's to coach this football team. And, you know, he's not going to give the fans everything they want in terms of answers right now. But I think it is reasonable to ask, what do you have to do to change the direction? I think that's a reasonable question. What's it going to take when the season's over to change the direction? Is it going to take going to the portal? Is it going to take coaching changes without being specific? You know, or are we just talking about the status quo being employed again? And I don't think that's an answer. And I think people want to know. I think people have a lot invested in this program, and I think they want to know some of those answers. And I can't blame them because, again, I think the reality is this is a 4 or 5 year decline in the program. I think that's the reality. And if you don't face that reality, then I don't know how you fix it. Again, there were still championships being won, but Clemson's not been a legitimate threat on the national stage in a long time, since 2018. I mean, Clemson's been there. They got there last year, but nobody thought that Clemson was going to do anything in the playoffs because they weren't good enough. So the question is, how do you get back to being on that level? How do you get back to being on the level of the Georgias and the Ohio States of the world? How do you get back to being on that level? It's not just about winning the ACC, but I think even in the ACC there's been slippage. Maybe it's not even so much slippage. Maybe it's that other people have gained because they've taken advantage of the tools that they had access to and you failed to. I think those are the things that have to change.
I must sound really smart right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I think that...
Even I see it.
Yeah, I think... I think those are the things that have to change. Look, I still think Dabo Swinney's the best leader and the hardest worker in college football.
Absolutely.
You know, and I hope he stays here forever. But I think if you want to get back to where you were, it's not just, you know, because after every loss now we hear, you know, we got to get back to work, got to put our heads down. That's not enough. That's clearly not enough, because if that was enough, there would have been answers before now. This team has not won a regular season home game against a P4 opponent in 54 weeks. That's insane. That's like impossible. That doesn't compute. No P4 opponent beaten at home, where Clemson previously, when Clemson was great all these years under Dabo Swinney, Clemson was invincible at home. You could forget about it if you were coming here. You had a loss. The only question was how much you were losing by. Now every team that comes here thinks they're going to win. And Clemson's doing a bad job of proving them wrong. I mean, and, you know, and we're still talking about, you know, I listened to the coach's show last night. I listened today. We're still talking about this team maybe 6-2 or 7-1. This team should have lost to Troy. You know, that those things work both ways. People don't want to hear that. They just don't. It's not what they want to hear. And the record is the record. Dabo Swinney's 100% right. And he said, you know, if I don't recite the record, nobody else will. But again, I think you're just calling attention to the fact that, as Ramona said, that you were once really great and now you're not. I don't think it's working the way you think it is. Plus, I think it's having an inverse relationship. I don't think the fans want to hear that right now. They want to hear what's going on now, because we live in a now world. Like it or not, I mean, like it or not, that's the world we live in. We live in a fast food world. That's the world we live in. And people really just don't care what you were yesterday. You know, and I just think that's the reality, especially when they're heavily invested in it. They don't care what you are. They don't care what you did 7 years ago. They just don't. They want to know what you're doing now. And what's going on now is not working. This is supposed to be Clemson's best team. This is not a figment of people's imagination. This team made the playoff last year and brought everybody back. Made the playoff and brought everybody back. This team had the alleged number one pick in the draft at quarterback. They had the alleged number two pick in Peter Woods, T.J. Parker, top five, Antonio Williams, 14 by many of the things. Blake Miller was thought by some to be a round one NFL offensive lineman. You know, that's what this team was supposed to be. And they returned more starting production than any team in the country. So those expectations were 100% reasonable for Clemson. Nobody else had starting quarterback. The only other team that had a starting quarterback was Drew Aller. Nobody else did. None of the top teams did. They were all starting new guys. So anyone with logic would think that this team would have been a national title contender, because they should have been. And I'm sorry, that's not on outside people. That's on you. That's on the coaches, the players. That's on you. That's not on what somebody predicted or didn't predict. That has nothing to do with the outcomes. Those were reasonable expectations. So there's a disconnect right now. And the only way you're going to start to fix it is by winning football games. And I don't mean beating North Carolina and Boston College. And again, the notion that Clemson hasn't won a home game against a P4 opponent in 54 weeks is just insane. And it's not the officials, okay? There were two calls that were missed on the last two plays. That's just the reality of it. Clemson held or committed pass interference on the last two plays, including the one in question. So that's not what it's about. I'm just surprised that the focus of the press conference today wasn't on all of the bus. I know it was slightly addressed in what I heard, but I'm just surprised that's not the focus, because that needs to be the focus. That's why this team lost. And you know, you can't, if you go back with a microscope, you try and examine this whole season. Early on, the offense was completely inept. First, you know, four games of the season, the offense was atrocious. The quarterback was terrible. It was bad. Now, you know, in this notion of complementary football, now the defense can't stop anything. And I don't count North Carolina and Boston College. I just don't. The defense can't stop anything now. Before it was the offense. Now it's the defense. Cade Klubnik played the best game of his career, probably, on Saturday. I think the foot injury, the ankle injury actually helped him. It anchored him to the pocket, and it led to more accurate throws. He wasn't bailing as a first instinct. He was standing in and making throws because he couldn't do anything else. And quite honestly, you know what's really amazing? And I was watching some of this game again this morning, is a lot of the quick throws, a lot of the quick game throws, he was much more accurate on than he was early in the year. He was missing every one of those throws. He's darting them. He's throwing them wild throws on every wide receiver screen attempt. They were just terribly inaccurate. That's with a healthy ankle. Now, with an injured ankle, he's standing in delivering the ball. The ball came out quicker. It was on target for the vast majority of the throws. And the offense probably played their best game of the year. The offensive line played well. The running backs played well. Antonio Williams was awesome. And Cade Klubnik probably played the best game of his career. And the defense didn't stop anything. Well, let me rephrase that. There were periods that the defense stopped things. Not in the first quarter. Didn't stop anything. 200 yards. Second quarter, better until the bust at the end of the half. And then third quarter, better. But it's the busts. It's not, that's now the thing, okay? It was the thing last game. It's the thing again. There were constant busts, coverage busts, all game long. And I think you're starting to get a divide between the back end of the defense and the rest of the defense. I'm not saying that's fair, because I think the defense hasn't played great as a whole. But it's mystifying. I mean, we're towards the end of the season. You know, so it's mystifying that you're still having those problems. And they're not going to be fixed. Not this year. They're not going to be fixed. That ship has sailed on fixing it. I don't believe it, because we're seeing them. They're becoming more prevalent, not less prevalent. This was the worst example of it. Almost all the points came as a result of coverage busts. Almost all of them. And I'm confused by some stuff. Like yesterday I said, Duke hit the tight end on a 60-yard pass with like 3 minutes left in the game, 3-4 minutes left in the game. That's how they advanced the ball on 3rd and 7 from their own 7-yard line. The tight end is running wide open down the middle of the field. Yesterday I said numerous times that, you know, Clemson played both man and zone, but to my recollection, watching it live, I hadn't watched the replay, I thought Clemson was in cover two on the play that the tight end was wide open. And again, if you're playing a Tampa 2 defense, okay, if you're playing a Tampa 2 defense and your middle linebacker has to get great depth in that coverage look, because he's got to protect against that, unless you're playing cover 2 robber. And I'm listening to the coach's show last night, and Dabo Swinney said that the call was cover 2 robber. And so, you know, again, my recollection told me that Clemson was in a cover 2. My recollection was correct, because Clemson, the call may have been cover 2 robber, but that's not what the execution was. If it was, somebody stole the robber. Somebody robbed the robber because there was no friggin' robber. So if the calls are the correct calls, then they're not being executed on the field. And then guys either need to friggin' sit down or I don't know, what are we saying? Are we saying they're too dumb to execute the calls? Because this is happening way too often. So if that call on the 60-yard pass to the tight end, no one within 20 yards of him was cover two robber, then you're not talking about just a little bust. You're talking about a Morgana bust, okay? That's what you're talking about. You'll have to look that one up. Morgana the Kissing Bandit. Wasn't that her name? I don't know. But that's what you're... That's... Ramona's shaking her head laughing. And that's what you're talking about. You're talking about just a mammoth-sized mammary bust. Okay? That's what you're talking about. Ramona's in there laughing.
Would you stop?
That, because there is no robber. All right? I mean, you know, look, generally when you play a cover two robber, you're talking about inverting, okay? Or you're talking about the free safety, being responsible for that. Or, again, inverting, where the corners drop deeply and one of the safeties comes up as the robber. That's fundamentally... There are a million variations, okay? But fundamentally, that's what you're talking about. Okay, I'm sorry. I looked at it again this morning. Now, I'm not looking at the All-22. I'm just looking at the stupid highlights that are available from the ACC, okay? So it's not a great view. I looked at it today. I can't figure out who the hell the robber is supposed to be. There's no robber. So the call might have been cover two robber. The execution was just plain cover two without a middle linebacker getting depth. Just playing Tampa two without a middle linebacker getting depth. So it's just a massive mistake. Impossible. With 3 minutes left in the game. That's why you lost. You gave up a 60-yard freaking reception to a tight end. That just doesn't happen anywhere, anytime, at all. That's how you lost. And then whatever was going on the two-point conversion, where it seemed like half the guys didn't know what they were supposed to be doing. So if the calls are correct, and I'm going to assume they are, because Dabo Sweeney's not unhappy with Tom Allen, if the calls are correct, then they're not being taught. I don't get it. They just can't understand? Is a comprehension issue? I mean, there must have been like 10 busts in that game. We're towards the end of the season. I don't know. But like I said, in my memory, just watching the original game, the live game, my recollection was that Clemson was in a cover two, and that I couldn't figure it out because it didn't look like anybody had the tight end. And the linebackers didn't drop because, again, in a typical Tampa 2, if you're running that coverage and it's not a robber coverage, then your middle linebacker has to get great depth. He's going to be the guy responsible for that. Clemson doesn't have a guy who can do that right now. So there's no way that could have been the call because Clemson just does not have a dude at this point that's capable of doing that. You need a super athletic linebacker to be able to do that. Who's good in coverage, naturally. Sammy Brown's a super athletic linebacker, but he's a lot better going forward than he is going backwards at this point. And so you've got to have, again, it's either a cover two inversion where one of your safeties is coming up, he's going to play the robber role, the free safety, and the corners are dropping back, or something of that sort. Again, I don't know exactly because it wasn't executed. I mean, it's like, again, just based on the highlight view, I can't tell who it's supposed to be. If it's cover two robber, who was the robber? Where were they? Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Hey, y'all, it's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD-214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value, all in one winning play. We're family-owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game, or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
You better work.
You're the best divorce lawyers in town.
From executive producer Ryan Murphy.
I tell my clients every day, marriage is just a trap. Let's light him on fire.
Showtime, ladies.
Starring Kim Kardashian, Naomi Watts, Niecy Nash-Betts, Tiana Taylor, with Sarah Paulson and Glenn Close.
God, I love my job.
Hulu original series, All's Fair. Now streaming on Hulu and Hulu on Disney+. For bundled subscribers, terms apply.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
I'm the show in San Antonio, the middle of a rodeo. Daddy's hand that you used to hold when you walked back to the car. I'm a sound of the county fair, Ferris wheel kisses high up in the air. A sip of brandy when your soul is bare and you need to share your heart. I'm the words that'll hit you, that'll get you where you're going so you never go there alone. I'm the melody glued to the memory that you can't shake.
That's a top 10 all-time Road Rage song for me.
I was going to say, man, Victor, I think that might be one of my favorites.
Yeah, my man Victor, who did The Bowl, who's an absolute artist, made me a little candy dish from the same tree. How about that?
I see that.
Very, very cool. And by the way, and Jerry, I'm coming to you. So let me just wrap this up, all right, in terms of now. We're going to talk some basketball. We're going to talk some Clemson, Florida State. Too. I'm not going to be here Friday, so my week's a little short. We're going to have to move the schedule up a little bit. But let me wrap up my views on all of this. I think Dabo Swinney is the best leader in college football. I hope he stays at Clemson forever. Okay, that's where it starts. I don't think we should conflate things. All right. I think that two things can be true. Again, I think he's the best leader in college football. I think all the things he does for this university, I think graduating players, I know people don't want to hear that, but I think all those things matter. I think they do. They're a part of the whole. And I have long felt that he's the best leader in college football. And I think he's great at what he does. I also think that now might require a little more self-reflection. And in terms of what's being said after these defeats and where the focus is. I think people want to talk about that. I think that's what they want to hear about. They want to hear about the issues at hand and how you fix those issues, including in season. I'm not even talking about the out of season issues. I know everybody wants to know that. Everybody really wants somebody to ask at the press conference, will there be substantial change when the season is over? Will you change in the way you approach the portal? I actually think the portal question is reasonable. I just don't know that you're going to get any answer to it now. Because again, he's going to say that his focus is Florida State and practice today and that type of stuff. And I get that because it has to be. I get that. So I think that's the real divide right now. The fans have basically, as far as the fans, this season has sailed. It's basically gone. They're still showing up. But I think the fans are already moving on to the future. They want to know what the answers are. And again, from Dabo Swinney's standpoint, you're not going to get those answers until after the season, if at all. Now, I do think this. I think if there isn't significant change after the season, then I think the temperature is just going to increase. Because I just think it's obvious that Clemson has slipped a little and others have gained. And they've gained because they've used the portal. They've used the tools at their disposal, and I think that's what has to change. I think that's the next step in the evolution. And that's the next step to get back to winning championships and that type of thing. It's sort of adjusting to the world. Whether, again, I think by and large, Dabo Swinney's view of all this is the most correct view. The problem is that I just think, given the world that exists right now, if you want to actually win at the highest level, I just think it's that when in Rome, do as the Romans do. I don't think you have any choice at this point. I think that's what it's going to take. You're going to have to go get a transfer portal quarterback, a good one. You're going to have to go and add pieces in lots of places. There are lots of needs. The entire secondary is a need. You need more linebackers. You need another defensive end or two. You need more help on the offensive line. You may need another receiver. You may need two, depending on whatever that business with T.J. Moore was after the game. You know, people asked me about that yesterday. I never got to it. I don't know. I don't. It's just craziness that a player is posting their personal highlights or reposting their highlights after a loss. It's just craziness. That just shouldn't be happening. I'm sorry. If you care about the right things, that shouldn't be happening. Now, there were a lot of people on Twitter who seemed to think that was a resume posting. Well, that's even worse if that's the case. So that's even more despicable, quite honestly, if that's the case. That's the reality of it. That's just absolute bullcrap. For the people who were begging him, who thought that that's what it was, and were begging him on Twitter to return, you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. He wants to go. Bye. You know, don't let the door hit you on the way out. That's how I view it. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, you shouldn't be posting personal highs. That happened with another Clemson player earlier this year, and it did not go well for him. Because people don't want to see that. You lost the friggin' game. Who cares what your personal highlights were? And again, if the notion is resume building, that's, like I said, that's even worse. So I don't know. I mean, this is a season where this is not one play away stuff. That's not what this is. This is not being close. I'm sorry, I just believe what Parcells believes. You are what your record says you are. I think that's the truth of it. And I think that's the only way you can fix it, when you recognize that. And it's not the officials, it's not anybody else. It's that you just aren't good enough. I mean, when you haven't won a home game against a P4 team in 54 weeks, you're not good enough anymore. And you got to figure out why and what it's going to take to be good enough again. I think that's where we are. Again, I think Dabo Swinney should coach here as long as he wants. But if we're talking about getting back to national championship level, or even approaching that level, I think significant change is going to have to be made, because I don't think you're getting there with the status quo. It's not a work ethic issue. Dabo Swinney says after a loss, he says, you know, we put our heads down and go back to work like we always do, and that's what we're going to do next year. No one doubts that. No one doubts that he'll outwork anybody. Nobody doubts that. But that's not going to be enough, because it hasn't been enough for 54 weeks. And really before that. So it's going to take something more than just working at it. It's going to take working at it differently. It's going to take a different approach. A more wide-ranging approach. And that's going to include the portal and heavy use of the portal. And challenging the existing guys. That's what it's going to take. Because, you know, this hasn't worked. And it's not working. It's not just one season. Again, there's been decline. We've all seen it. You know, this team went 3 or 4 years without any functional offense, where the offense is down like 100. And so the decline has been longer than that. And somehow, if you want to get back to that level, look, as far as I'm concerned, I think all the things that Dabo Swinney is as a human being, as a person, as a leader of your program, as a guy who graduates players, I think all of those things alone are enough to give him carte blanche forever. But if you actually want to get back to winning at the top level, it's going to take some self-reflection, examination, and some significant change. You're going to have to join what other people are doing, because other people have gained and passed you. And that's the problem right now that I see. And just in this season, at this point of the year, you should not be having the number of busts that you're having. And if the calls are correct, and Dabo Swinney said they are, and I have no reason to doubt that, if the calls that Tom Allen is and Tom Allen doesn't seem to be bearing the brunt of Dabo Swinney's anger. So if the calls are correct, then how is it not getting across to the players? Why are the players so confused? Is it the failure to coach them up? Is it they're not coachable for whatever reason? I mean, there's some disconnect there. If the calls are right, then where are the mistakes? Again, if that defensive call was cover two robber against the tight end with 3 or 4 minutes left, where was the robber? Because, like I said, I've just watched the highlight. I'm not watching the All-22. I don't see any movement of a robber on that play. It's non-existent. It was like a straight cover two without a middle linebacker getting depth. So, do I believe the call was cover two robber? Yes, but who was supposed to be the robber? If it's the free safety, well, that didn't happen because there was no robber execution. You know, oftentimes it's a cover two invert, and what you're doing is you're inverting the cornerbacks and the safeties, or at least one of them. You know, sometimes you're showing cover two with the safeties at great depth, and then one of those safeties will roll up and then you just basically change the whole secondary and you come back to a cover two look before the snap in an effort to confuse people. But I'm just not sure, you know, frequently it's a free safety in a cover two robber situation, but there was no cover two robber. There was no robber on the play. That's the problem. That may have been the call, but it didn't happen. So it's just really late in a season. Again, you have a new defensive coordinator with a new scheme, and maybe that's part of the problem. And I don't know. Maybe there are a couple slow learners. I'm just not sure. I don't doubt that it's being taught. So if it's being taught, then maybe it's a learning problem. I'm not sure, but you can't have all these busts. You just can't. You don't recover from that. You know, the conventional defense, at least in third downs, was not bad during the game, at least not at all points during the game. But you're giving up these massive busts that are turning into directly to points. And I don't know how you overcome that if that's going to keep happening. And I'm just not sure why it's happening. That's confusing to me. So I don't know. I think that's where we are. Again, I hope Dabo Swinney stays here forever and coaches here forever. I'm confident he's the guy that can get it turned around. I do think, though, that it's going to take – I don't think he's helping himself with the reciting of his record. We know his record. We believe in his record. We still believe in the man. But I don't think that's helping with the fans. I think that widens the disconnect. I don't think it's helpful to bring it up. I don't. I think that what people want to hear about is the here and now, and you know, and how you fix the problems that are happening now, and you know why they're happening at this point in the season. I think those are all fair questions. But again, look, I hope the man coaches here forever, and I hope he wins more national championships and a million more games. I think he's capable of that. But I do think some things in college football have changed, and I think even though I think his way is the more just way, the more right way, the better way in a utopian world. We're just not living in a utopian world. We're late for a break. Quick break.
It's always big when the Clemson Tigers and Florida State Seminoles get together on the gridiron, and we've got you covered right here on The Roar. Kickoff at 7 o'clock inside Memorial Stadium this year. That means the Ingles-Tiger pregame show starts at 1 inside Burton Gallery, right there inside Little John Coliseum. Then Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and his crew, Don, Tim, and Reggie with the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will give you all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's here, the flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Power up your lunch, dinner, or football party with a visit to Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits. From their crazy good deep-fried ribs to their award-winning smoked Reuben sandwich to the best wings in the upstate for over 30 years, Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits has the winning team for game day or any day. Open Monday through Saturday with live music, karaoke, and more. 11028 Anderson Road in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville Road in Greer. Kickoff in style with Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition product.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
My family reunion is going on today. My relatives have all flown in from places far away. As we sit there, chicken, it hits me like a truck. I don't like how folks I love. Me and my former best friend had a big
ball tip. Tulu Road Rage, we are back. You on in? 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me get to some of these calls. Jerry, I appreciate you hanging in there. Jerry,
hey Walt, how you doing?
Thank you, Jerry. Good to have you.
You know, you pretty much said everything that I had on my mind. It's been, what I can remember, well, it's been 3 years of issues in the back end. where we where they have just broken down and big plays have happened. And again, I'm going on 3 years that I remember. And one thing you can always count on with Clemson defense is stopping the run. Well, that hasn't happened. That hasn't happened either. And again, I am not one to want to. Again, I'm not saying get rid of Dabo, but he's got to make some decisions. Again, he doesn't owe me that answer. I don't put money into the program. And as far as the big donors that are funding these kids, maybe in a private setting, he needs to let them know.
I think the part of the divide, Jerry, is that more and more is being asked of the average fan all the time. The prices are going up on everything to be able to afford all this stuff. It's just the nature of the beast. And so I think that you do have some responsibility to the fans in that regard.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I'm like you, again, I know what the record is. I've been a Clemson fan for a long time. I went through the years before Charlie Pell and Danny Ford had their success. Okay, we went through a period where you were 8-3, 7-4, 9-3. Again, finding Danny, I mean, I can live with that. I'm a fan. I'm going to be a fan first. Okay, there's a body of Clemson between basketball and football. I'm a Clemson fan. Whether I agree with somebody or not, I'm going to pull for Clemson. I'm never going to pull for Clemson to lose in anything. But again, I'm like you. When you bring a corner blitz or what looked like a corner blitz in the first quarter, and either you and I got small hands, can barely put my hand around the football, I could complete that pass from the outside because the safety's never going to get there. You're 27 yards away from the quarterback. Why are you running a corner blitz there? That makes no sense to me whatsoever. It's like you said earlier, are you coachable? Is it coaching that you're not able to get it through? Again, have you got, as a staff, I mean, it's human nature. While sometimes we get so comfortable within our jobs that we don't put forth the effort. No, Dabo's going to work. I understand that. And I know he's going to demand it of his coaching staff. But there's a point in time, Walt, you got to shake things up. And I'm not trying to be ugly here. You stop me and tell me whether I'm wrong or not. You have a running backs coach who never coached a down of football at any level except the P4 level. I don't get it. I remember when Tony Elliott was working at Michelin. Tony was kind of volunteering, helping out with Little League. Then he started.
Jerry, let me just remind you one thing. I think I get your point, and I think there's something to it. I think there've been too many inexperienced coaches that were part of the program that were brought back at the same time. I think Dabo Sweeney's basically admitted that, but. In terms of like singling them out, let's just remember on the CJ Spiller front, you're converting a wide receiver who had never played running back collegiately into a running back and expecting major, I don't mean you personally, but I mean the team.
Yeah.
You're converting a wide receiver into a starting running back and that's not going to be easy for any running back coach to deal with.
I agree.
Because there are things that Adam Randall still doesn't do well as a running back. He misses the hole sometimes. He makes bad decisions at sometimes. He doesn't run behind his pads. These are things that he doesn't know because, and I'm not blaming him either. These are things he doesn't know because he hasn't been a running back at this level.
Agreed. And to be honest with you, I think with the experience that he does not have, I think he's done a good job.
Yeah.
There's just some things within this year I've not understand because again I'm going by what we heard coming in. I love the running back room. We got people that can play. We've got 8 starters on the offensive line.
Yeah.
It hasn't.
Well, we heard the safeties were great. I mean, that's what we were told. There's all sorts of depth, and the safeties are great. We're not concerned about that. And obviously, the safeties have not been great. Neither has the coaching of the safeties.
and come Saturday, I'm going to pull for us to win. I'm going to be happy if we do, disappointed if we don't, but not surprised. And again, I'm not saying
you know what might be a bigger problem. You know what might be a bigger problem, Terry? It might be, you know, you bring in these guys from the outside, and then you, because your staff is filled with guys that you've sort of handpicked, they don't get to choose any of the people they work with. I think that's been a clear problem on defense this year. A clear problem on defense.
I've said that, Walt, to friends. I didn't know, and I've heard other people say, well, that's not really a thing anymore. I think it's more of a thing that you're going to be comfortable and they understand what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, and again, let's look at Tom Allen. He's had some pretty good coaches coach under him, Cignetti. I mean, you know, so again, I'm not saying get rid of Tom Allen or anything like that after 1 year, because the issues that we're having this year.
Yeah, I don't think it's him. On the list of problems, I don't think it's him.
I agree. Hey, one last question, and I'll take this off the air. And again, you know, I'm not a South Carolina fan, but I don't like this climate we live in now. The portal, you know, again, is making me a little bit jaded. The tight end, I mean, the defensive end, Stewart, was he hurt last week for South Carolina? Is that why he didn't play? Or do you know?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, Jerry. Hey, Jerry, it's good talking to you. I got to run.
Okay, you too.
Thanks, Jerry. Let me just introduce something right now. We're going to have to catch up on some stuff. Daryl and Butch, I'm coming to you. We have two slip-through-the-crack auction items, okay? One of them, again, is from our friends at Clemson Four Wheel Drive. There was a bidder who apparently was forced to back out of his bid. Every dollar goes for Tigers for Tatas. It's Clemson Four Wheel Drive. I need an opening bid of $350. I'll take $500 to close it. I want to make this quick. I really just want it to end. I'm done with the auction, but I want to appreciate our donors, and that's Clemson Four Wheel Drive. They're great people. Look, if you live Jeep life or four wheel drive life, you're probably already a customer of theirs. We had multiple bidders on this that had bid it up, and so if you were one of those people, get in and just do the buy it now, and let's be done with it. So because I'm done with the auctions, basically. I'm auctioned out, but I want to do our donors the right thing too. And so this came back on us. So I need at least a $350 bid. I'll take $500 to close it, make it really simple. So there's almost no gap in that. So somebody should just do the $500 with Clemson Four Wheel Drive. You know it. You love them. I mean, they're the best. We all know who they are. Like I said, they're the people who solved my Jeep death wobble to begin with. And I had replaced the entire front end before I went to see them, and they gave me a heavy duty track bar, and that fixed my issue. So they're great people. They know what they're doing. Clemson Four Wheel Drive. You know, if you live the Jeep life, if you live four wheel drive life, you know who they are. Let's go on that. $350. It's for Tigers for Tatas. It's every dollar. Okay, we have the $350. All right, thank you, Texter. $500 to close it. Again, I'm going to narrow this gap because I want it to be done. I want to do those people justice too. So let's go on that. Again, it's still the Tigers for Tatas. Like I said, this was sold. It was purchased. It was won at auction over other bidders, and then the bidder backed out. And so that's where we are. All right. So I have $350, and the other is a staff signed football with Dabo Swinney and CJ Spiller and Ben Bulware and the whole staff, Tom Allen on it. I have one more football. I didn't know we had this. Amy gave this to me yesterday. So I thought we were done with this. But this is, it'd be a great Christmas gift. And again, I'm going to do the same thing here. I'm looking to just close this quick and be done. These are the last details that we have to close on the Tigers for Tatas campaign. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do $500 to open and $750 to close it. All right, it's the only one. It's a full staff signed football. Dabo Swinney, CJ Spiller, Ben Bulware, Tom Allen, everybody, full staff signed football. Let's go with that, and somebody make that. It's the ultimate Christmas gift. It's your last second thing. I mean, I just found out about it yesterday. And it's beautiful. It's flawless. I didn't know we had it. All right, so because I thought we were all done, and we were done until Amy let me know she had this one last football, and because of the buyer who backed out on the Clemson four-wheel drive. So those two things, and that's it. Let's do it.
What's the closeout for the football?
$750. It's the only one. It's gone. It's the end of the campaign. $750 the closeout, and we can call it over. And $500 on the Clemson four-wheel drive. We already have a
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing T-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Get ready, Upstate. The legendary Jason Carter, renowned fiddler for the Del McCoury Band, is bringing his own Jason Carter Band to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, Friday, November 7th. From the Grand Ole Opry to the Grammy stage, Jason's fiery fiddle and soulful sound will have you tapping your toes and clapping your hands all night long. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPack.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this unforgettable night of world-class bluegrass.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
If you've been living under a rock, you may not know this, but for the rest of you, I'll just confirm that college football and the NFL are in full swing. In this market, we love our football weekends, and there's no better way to enjoy a football weekend than by playing Underdog. All you do when you play is pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rushing or passing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and much, much more. If you're good at it, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash, which is just bonkers. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'll catch me playing Underdog every day of the weekend during football season. And right now, you can get in on the action. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms underscore DFS underscore dot HTML for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts.